What is up, guys, and welcome to Locker Room Talk, the only podcast not affected by the government shutdown. I am your host, Wallow J, and I'm here with my co-host,
Art of War. Across the table, we got Matador Roja, a.k.a. El Sheriano.
Hey.
Why are you using your sexy voice, though?
Because I have a sexy voice.
Okay. All right.
Just you didn't know, now you know. All right. And if you jump right across the boards here, we got producer Chris.
Hello.
Salo. I'm pretty sure I heard Seek Heil, but whatever. That's cool.
I did hear that,
I'm pretty sure I heard it. Kellen Han.
Hello.
What?
You know what?
Oh.
Thank you.
Hit the buttons.
All right.
That's how you had to turn that thing down? Put that slider back.
Yeah, put the slider back.
No. We need that. We need that.
No, Wallow needs Wallow that.
It amuses me, goddammit. Yeah. Is that a problem?
Toys
like is that a problem?
No, there's absolutely not a problem.
Just checking, because it does amuse me.
It does.
Thank you.
It's fine.
It gives him power.
A little bit.
He's like power over what?
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because you can control it. Boom.
Yeah, well, if you ever want to press a button, you just okay, which one do you want to press?
I don't know.
All right, there you
press
go.
Press the one he hasn't pressed before.
Oh, God, he uses that all the time.
I know. How did I know she was going to press that one?
That's so funny.
She's subliminal message.
I just pressed the button.
Yeah, she's thirsty like a motherfucker,
right?
That button says thought.
Somebody,
it says careless thoughts. I didn't know.
No, it says careless whisper.
Oh, whisper. I didn't know.
Careless thoughts. time for sexy time. Music.
Somebody needs to get on that stat. You know?
Am I gone?
You man, women, whatever you identify as, give her a call. You know?
Try it out.
A home run now.
All right.
See, now it's stuck in your head. It's one of those things where it gets stuck in your head a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Nobody's going to want to listen now. That was the second time you played it in 2 seconds. It was like...
It's still a good song.
Delete. Yeah.
It's still a good song.
What?
It's a good song.
Bro, come on, bro.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's right. He was into Depeche Mode.
That's right.
Enjoy
emo.
Enjoy the silence.
Yeah. If you'd have played some Enigma and some shit, you'd have been like, what? Yeah, it's my jam.
Yeah, I thought Marilyn Manson did Enigma justice, man.
What?
Marilyn Manson when he did the remake from Enigma.
I did not even know he did.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so that song Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams.
That's the Eurythmics.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Eurythmics, yes.
You disappoint you're saying me, Enigma. Sir.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, you really, really bad on you.
Well, listen, I didn't train for like 4 hours. Chris did feed me, so my brain isn't quite uploaded yet. Or boot it up, so I mean it's on the way. I mean, I got this coffee.
It's getting here. It's getting here.
Well, I'll be back in here.
You should have done it control alt delete and just rebooted the system.
That's basically what this coffee is right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's happening.
Sherry, what's going on with your knee? You've been out commission for a couple of weeks, I guess, or a week.
2 weeks.
What'd you do to your knee now?
I put myself in a stupid situation in a half guard position, and we like kind of went to roll or sweep. I don't even remember really what happened because it's kind of painful, but it was basically a knee bar. I put myself in a knee bar and we went to like roll in midair. I felt the tension and the torque on it and I felt a pop. So
ladies, if you ever see Sherry at a tournament, just make sure that you go against her because she will tap herself and you will win.
Right?
That's true.
So you had an MRI done. What did it say?
MRI. And nothing's
is that you're stupid.
Everybody says normal. There is absolutely nothing wrong. You got a little bit of edema.
Stupid idiot.
No edema, just bone bruising.
Bone bruising.
And
what did you say?
Cartilage.
What? Edema.
Edema.
Oh, okay.
Fluid. It was just cartilage
it's a technical
damage,
term
but that's
for
been
fluid.
There for years.
And how long are you out?
I don't know. I got to do 6 weeks of rehab.
Oh my god.
For some bone bruising.
Just to get my niece, it's loose, like it's obviously.
Oh. But she, that's some.
It smells like assholes.
So.
Look, maybe we should start.
So Wallow's hitting around some shit, I think. He's definitely hitting around some shit.
Have you ever seen like those knee braces those guys wear that do like the big massive squats and stuff?
I've got those. I was wearing a knee brace.
Okay, you need to get a better one.
Yeah, one that has compression.
She got the Winn-Dixie brand.
Yeah. Hang that shit up.
Yeah. You can't go with a $15 knee brace.
Yeah, stop visiting the medical section.
I was looking at the Bauer Find whatever with the
metal
sidebars. Yeah.
Yeah, those metal rods.
They don't really
that just helps for
I was looking at two different ones. One's with the actual like hinges versus, but I don't know if I'd even move with those.
I got a pretty heavy duty one if you want to borrow it.
I would avoid the hinged knee braces.
Huh? I gave it back to you.
Fool.
Did you? Okay. Because the one I gave him that he gave back was pretty heavy duty.
The one I was looking at was like $85.
Yeah, mine was $70. It's a shock doctor, and it comes to like mid thigh to like mid calf.
So it's like sexy knee wear.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what I just, I wear.
I mean,
that
if you're into like knees, business, I guess.
If you know what I'm saying.
Well, it depends on where you're putting that knee.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because you could go knee deep on somebody.
Mm.
Gucci, Gucci, goo. What are you doing with that sexy voice there? He's going knee deep.
Stroking it.
What? All right, this is bad.
I know.
Ew.
So I heard something really funny the other day. Up in Canada. You know how you can identify as whatever the fuck you want now?
Yeah, basically.
Some dude identified as a woman so his insurance would be cheaper.
I've heard that.
How the hell?
Yep.
We need to do that shit ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's not that cheap.
It was.
It's because, you know, you drive the way you drive.
So yeah, it was his car insurance.
Car insurance for, for.
What do you mean drive the way cheaper? I drive?
Well, you know.
Crazy.
My insurance isn't bad.
You drive like, what do you call that? A redhead.
In a while.
Well, you drive like a.
Stupid idiot!
I mean, this shit's all broken up.
Have you ever driven with me?
I've seen you drive. Yeah. I've seen you drive.
I tried to follow you once.
Yeah.
Try
you
it.
Can't do that.
I'm scared of getting in a car with a redhead. That's
why.
For sure.
You're like, wait a minute. Why is my car keep falling apart? I'm like, I don't know. You beat the
it's
shit
got 200,000 miles.
I don't know, Ricky Bobby.
That car is amazing. It lasted 200,000 miles with you like weaving in and
hell
out.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, who goes mudding on a minivan?
It's not a fucking minivan.
That's right. I got a shuttle. Can't talk shit anymore. I had a Camaro. I was like, yeah, I got a Camaro.
Keyword.
I had two.
Now he's hauling soccer balls.
Listen, man. Sometimes you got to make sacrifices. You got to make the sacrifices. Don't you worry, though. I'll get the ZL1 back, baby.
You could have gotten something a little bit more sportier for whatever you're paying on.
I don't need it more sportier. I need to be able to move my
dogs then I don't want to hear, oh, this thing has got no go.
Literally no go.
Well, like I said.
So this guy got mad at me, right? I was like.
For what?
I'm telling you right now. I'm driving my stupid Escape. Little four banger. And I'm like driving and I see the light turning, you know, yellow. And it was like definitely enough time for me to like stop. And he's like, bang. And he's like, wave his hands behind. Like he wanted me to go. Like, but he doesn't understand. If I would hit the gas to go, my engine would have went. And I would have gone nowhere. It would not go any faster. Like he doesn't understand that. So he's all mad at me. And so I'm like, my inner asshole kicks in and the light turns green. I just stay there till it turned yellow. Then I went, hey, I'm an asshole. But he's an asshole for like waving his hands at me.
Wait, that was your big asshole moment?
That is a pretty asshole move.
That is pretty asshole move. So now he has to wait through another red light.
You didn't flip him off for nothing?
No, man. Why flip him off?
I usually just wait.
Just to be a big asshole.
No, I made him
wait
longer.
This is why you can never be a good asshole.
I've been trying, dude.
You try, but you suck at it.
Definitely fail at this.
You fucking suck at it.
Definitely not good at it. I know.
So does she. She's horrible. Not trying to be an asshole.
Yeah, we're like
usually
twins.
She ends up crying.
You know why? Because me and her are feelers. We feel things.
No. Y'all haven't seen me cry.
Whatever.
No. I don't think.
Do you do the ugly cry?
You cry all the time. Say,
we've been around you long enough. We've seen you cry.
Yeah.
You cry?
You cry all the time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think I met you like 2 days and I'd already seen you cry.
I was like, is she shaking like a little, like tiny?
Yeah. And then like 2 days later, you cried again. I don't know.
All it happens. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You got to let it out.
There's nothing wrong with crying.
All that stuff you pose is basically crying.
Yeah. Wallow cries. Wallow cries.
This is how Wallow is. He's such an asshole, dude. He's like, oh, Sherry, you got a little wound right there? Here, I got some Himalayan salt. I hear it's good for you. Rub. Just grinds that shit right in there. Finger pushing it in the wound.
Hey, when is your birthday again?
Ooh, speaking of Himalayan salt and moons, Jesus Christ, Wallow.
Wow. Nah, I'm just trying to find out what the day is so I can be nice to her.
Whatever.
Yeah. What is your birthday?
It's a Monday. You don't have to talk to me.
I talk to you every day.
What's up, Wallow?
That's what she wants for her birthday. Just Wallow, don't talk to me.
Fucking break.
Yeah, okay.
Just no give problem. Me a break.
That, you need that car.
I'm trying to find out.
You want to make up for it? Give me that car.
Listen.
Shelby.
Oh, my God.
If I was going to buy somebody a car like that, you know, there's going to be a ring on that person. There's going to be a house.
So what are you saying?
And sorry, that's not happening.
What he's saying is Wallow's going to put a ring on his own finger because he'd be marrying himself with that car.
Damn right.
Is he docking?
Yeah.
It's not really docking if you're doing it yourself.
Well, it'd be, I don't know.
I think they call that masturbation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's just straight jerking
off. What if I flip it down and reverse it?
And then phone fricking phone fricking
in phone. Somehow you wound up in a Missy Elliott song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will I be charging the port?
possibly.
Oh my God. You went
mad. We'll have to work out the math on
that. Did I just invent a new terminology?
If you did that, it would be impressive.
Right. Hmm. I would send it to you guys and be like, yo, check out what I can do.
I would say,
it's cool. You should never do that. You can just tell me, I'll believe you.
You know what? I will fucking post it.
I'll show you a picture.
I'll post it on Instagram and be like, yo, check out what I can do.
Oh, normally I'd be like,
maybe I'll get like 15,000 followers or something.
I'll take your
word
on that one.
Mm.
Oi.
You think Ron Jeremy can do it?
So you'll take my word for it, but you'll go on somebody else's and send it to us.
Oh, I didn't go on anybody else's. It was sent to me and I sent it to you. So, hey guys, just so you know, this is where Bang Bang's at.
Okay.
What?
Wait.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, how did I know?
I thought that would be the whisper one.
Hey, man. Whatever. As long as they found love, they found love.
That's what I told you, right?
If they're making money on it, they're making money on it.
I told you, hey, whatever. As long as they're happy about it. Who gives a fuck?
So our listeners are like, what are you talking about? But listen, guys, we can't say.
Yeah.
We can't say.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just
no. Let's leave a little bit of mystery.
Listen.
But
lesbian love, gay love, whatever. It's all love.
Same.
Scissoring.
Yeah. If you happen to post it on Instagram.
We got a comment. I can't read it. I can't read it.
Hold on.
It's Daniel. Hey, teammates.
Who?
Daniel.
Dan. Hey, Dan Dan.
Yeah, I don't know him by Daniel. I know him by Dan Dan.
Hey, what's up?
Well, oh my God.
Oh my God, why would you do
that? Calm down.
Alberto taught me that. You know what it means, right?
With that voice inflection?
Yeah, that was a little rough.
That was
But you know what that means, right?
Kind of douchey.
What? No, what's it mean?
Well, it means bitch.
No, I just, Caitlin, you know, she's in ASL, so we'll walk by and we're like,
it's American Sign Language.
So we were, Alberto and I have been teaming up during the last couple of weeks, and Art was walking around, and, you know, Art, you know, had his hair come and whatever. And I go, he's like, me sexy bitch.
He says I'm a sexy bitch. Thanks, babe. Did I comb my hair that day? That what happened?
Your hair was like comb and shit.
Sometimes I do it if I have time.
It's like he was.
Most of the time I don't. I really need
He was trying to impress somebody. I don't know who.
When was this?
I don't know. The other day.
During class?
Yeah.
That means I haven't rolled yet. When I roll, my hair is everywhere. Yeah. Like an old man.
But still, it was like all in place. And we're like, look at this guy.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it falls in place.
Look at this guy. I'm looking like shit over there, sweating my ass off, and he looks like a million bucks walking around there checking on everybody.
Right.
Hey, gotta make sure you guys are doing good. You know what I mean? You guys got this? Good? All right. Any questions? All right, good. Let me see it.
He's like, I gotta look the part, you know?
Mm-hmm. You gotta look the part. You gotta look the part, man. You don't want to be like that dude with liver shot number 18 to break the grip. What's it called? Have you seen that? The fake martial artist? Who like does pressure points?
No,
this right here. If you tap the knuckles right there, that affects the liver, and then the liver will shut down their legs, and it's a knockout.
You send that to McDojo?
It's probably McDojo.
He probably got
it.
That on an interview or something.
Let me tell you another little secret right here. Right, I don't even.
Why is George Bush doing jiu-jitsu?
Stop. Let me listen. It's not jiu-jitsu. Okay, this is no touch knockout. I'm gonna teach you how pressure points work.
Why are fingers like that?
Listen, there's another little trigeminal nerve right behind the jaw right here. I'll give you a little.
What is a trigeminal nerve?
Shut up. Let me tell you. God damn, you're asking all these questions. I give you a little pop on your trigeminy and boom, your legs are out from under you. Look, I just set you up, cross those legs, give you a good stroke down your spine, smack you on the back of the neck three times. Ooh, you're waking.
Huh?
No?
You haven't watched the videos. Yeah.
Obviously, haven't watched no videos.
That's what they always do. As soon as they knock somebody out with the no touch, you got to sit them up, give them good three slaps.
You cross their legs.
Yep.
I've watched.
You sit them up. You smack them on the back of the neck. You run your hand down the spine because you got to get the energy flowing again.
Yep. And then boom.
And you smack them back against it. And you smack them on the face a little bit.
They're back to life.
The problem with those videos is this, that it's always, you know, people that are from that particular gym that are doing that bullshit. It's like, you do that with somebody else that, you know, it's not from your gym, that shit ain't gonna work.
Did you see the fail? Did you see the fail one?
I saw the fail from the guy in China where the guy, now they want him dead because he beat up like this ancient secret master that.
Oh, yeah, the MMA fighter that just absolutely wrecked that motherfucker.
Beat the fuck out of him. Dude, they weren't looking for him.
Well, you know why, right? So the reason why they're upset at him is because what he did is disrupt their heritage. Their heritage is this.
No, it exposed Chinese lies.
But they're saying this like you're damaging our heritage by beating up these masters. Air quotes.
Don't put your heritage up against the MMA fighter.
The big fail was this, right? So they had this one hippie motherfucker like running at people, and they're charging up this new chick that hit her with the no touch knockout, and they move out of the way, and that guy plows right into the girl, and then he starts flopping around on the ground, because he already bashing her, and the girl's just laying on there like, oh, I'm dying. And then he gets up, he's like, how come you guys didn't do something or other? And I was like, oh my God, dude, you just fucking wrecked this bitch with this fucking voodoo hoodoo. And then you like fake flail on the ground. You just
bitch
crazy.
Deserved it then.
That's what I'm saying.
She was sitting there in her little tight, because I've seen that video. She's sitting there like in a little Tai Chi pose, like, you know, producing her barrier.
And has like two other people around her trying to give her energy.
And dude just trucks the fuck out of her. Just
choo-choo, motherfucker.
Basically, look like Terry Tate off his linebacker.
Oh, dude, yeah, it was just like a Terry Tate fucking video.
Those Super Bowl commercials were great when they came
back
out.
In the day they were.
Reebok, yeah.
Yep.
That's what it was.
We'll see that little nuance in there. Did you catch that?
What?
You said those Super Bowl
they were
was back in the day.
I don't like it. They're not that great. Like last year's wasn't that great. I mean, there used to be like all really good Super Bowl commercials. Like all of them were.
They need to bring back the Budweiser ones.
They've got a good one this year that I've seen.
No, please God, that shit stuck around.
There's a Dalmatian dog that's like on top of the carriage and the horses, so it shows that it's cute. I like those ones. Birds. Don't boo me.
Hey, let's kill. There's a puppy and horses. Oh my God, look at the wang.
Whatever.
Nice wang.
I like the what's up guys.
I like the what's up guys. I like the frogs.
I did like the what's up guys, but the problem was then everybody you knew
was doing it
from years later was just continually doing it. Like,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Certain things should die after a while.
I don't know, man. That was pretty
funny. That was pretty cool. That was pretty fun. Yeah.
I think you're the oddball.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever, nerds.
Oh.
You're the oddball. Yeah, we're the nerds.
We're not the ones spending 20 hours a day playing Assassin's Creed.
You're fucking 20 screens around you.
He's still butthurt.
He is. That's all that is. That is pure fucking jealousy. Seeping over there.
I know, Wallow.
Seeping with
definitely not jealousy for me. I mean, other than
last time
when
he was editing. I crunk it up and was just starting to move it around. He was like, dude, don't do that while I'm here. I swear I'll go buy that motherfucker today.
Yeah.
He won't be in jiu-jitsu.
I was like, dude, check out this. Check out the water and the ship. Nah, man. Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
I don't think that's how he sounds.
Nah, he was like.
He said, don't do it, bro. He turns into a pro.
Yeah, he turns into a pro.
Let me tell you something here, bro.
Don't do it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm glad I didn't do it.
Dude, it's time waster, bro.
It is.
You'd be over there. You wouldn't be in jiu-jitsu. You wouldn't be losing weight like you're doing, you know, getting a bit healthier.
It's only a time waster if you allow it to be a time waster.
Bro.
Really?
See?
Bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you allow it.
No, if you allow it.
Once you get going.
Limit yourself.
One of these is fucking games.
No.
You can't stop.
Yes, no, but I don't. No, because I remember 72 hours. 72 hours in 4 days.
That's a huge
thing.
How
the fuck did I do that?
How did I do that? You were talking about how
you started at 6 o'clock, and then when you looked at the clock, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Then you know what I started doing? I started setting an alarm. So that way, normally at 10 o'clock, I get an alarm, so then I'll shut everything down.
So at 10 o'clock, you were still not coming to jiu-jitsu.
No, those are nights that I'm not going to jiu-jitsu anyways.
Well, you didn't go all this week, so.
No, I did not.
Or last week.
I did go last week.
Did it go last week? Because I didn't see
you. I mean, I think I saw him at a strike fit.
Hmm?
He hasn't done any jiu-jitsu. He's been doing strike fit.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, he's like,
I saw him in a picture is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, this week was a little rough. We didn't do, nobody really wanted to do anything this week.
Our condolences to the Sharon family.
Yeah, such is life. Yeah, twice over.
Yeah.
Move on to that subject.
Fucking cat and that. Sorry, I finished up the gravesite today, though, for the cat.
No.
Did you?
Yep.
Look dope.
Sure.
Does it look Nordic? I picture
it's like a club now.
No, look,
actually, no, that's an Asian ass cat. It should be some sort of like Asian throne or
no, it has. We went and got some pavers and some pea gravel and put pavers around, put the pea gravel down, and then put him and Amanda went on Amazon and they bought a little plaster. Kind of.
Oh, you went thing. Pinterest style. Got you.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, well, I let Tyler pick out most of what he wanted. Yeah. You know, because if it was me, it's just ground.
It's just a hole.
It's a hole. Yeah. It's a cat.
Welcome, kitty.
But you know, it's his cat.
Do you put him in a bag? Damn, do you let the
did you hear him? He's take a, him back. It's yes. A cat.
Yeah. It's not like a dog. I mean, come on.
Well,
motherfucker.
You got to remember, I was raised like farm raised. So animals are animals. They're tools.
He's the same way with people, though. No. People can die. He's like, well, it was good knowing him. So, I mean, fuck. I guess I got to delete him out of my phone now.
I like animals more than people.
Me too.
Well, I do, too.
I definitely like animals more than people. Look. I don't know, but I like you guys.
Look,
you guys
really?
You guys are all right.
You guys are right.
Yeah. You guys are the exception.
You guys are like dogs to me. It's great.
Wallow don't like me, so it's okay.
Oh, my God. Here we go. See? Here we go.
Do you see why I roll my eyes constantly at her?
Yes.
She's like, oh my God, I'm really late.
Come on down to the pity train. Yeah.
Right about
new year, new me.
Oh, God. She's just looking at that watch.
Shut
going,
up. She's
like, no, bro. It actually told me I needed to move because I've been sitting on my ass.
She's like, literally, so this is what you do.
Right? I usually go like this.
I just start shaking. Yeah, both sides.
She's going to get $2 billion.
It's a party here. Oh, my God. Yeah, $2 billion. You know how many people
I'm gonna
you
get that car.
Dude, bro, I like where your head's at.
You're going to get many cars.
Oh, man. I just saw it come back on the screen again, and that was hilarious.
Oh, my
time.
God. We're doing it together. Billions of dollars.
Oh, you're joining?
Oh, fuck, it's $2 billion. How many do I got to do?
You're going to be docking soon, too.
Oh, my God. That's so awkward.
Well, you can always try to charge the port.
It's on there. It's on there.
Yeah. It rolls up like 10 seconds later, so I get to watch it in person, and then I get to see the instant replay on my screen.
Awesome. Right. So if there's any real cussing, you could actually like beep it out then,
no.
Huh?
No. Mm-hmm. No,
we're not beeping shit out.
It all
out.
Feeds through.
Oh.
Why would we beep anything?
But sometimes it's funny just to beep things to make them sound like they were cussing.
Make it
you're
sound
you're like, hey,
a lot
man,
worse.
You have really nice hair. And they're like, hey, man, you have really beep, beep, beep.
They have those.
There's your beep.
They have those videos where they, in the inappropriate blips or whatever they do, it makes it sound like they're.
Yeah.
Makes it sound way worse.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Hey, have a great day. It's like, have a meh day. I don't know, is it burnt? Was it?
No, we're going to try to keep it real. Even if it goes wrong.
Oh, my God.
Especially if it goes wrong.
Especially if it goes wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Red light wrong?
Well, at this point, we don't give a fuck anymore, so sure.
Yeah. If you want to say something, it's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. You got something to say?
No. It was funny.
Hey, listen. The room is yours.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I'll turn everybody down.
Everybody,
just for you.
Everybody, quiet down.
Let it rock.
Sherry's got something to say.
No, I don't even remember what I said, but it was funny.
Shall we repeat it?
I remember what you said.
Do you remember? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I remember, but I don't remember exactly what
I remember
you said.
Having to delete the episode.
I remember
Facebook.
That.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I remember there was one where Wallo called me up and was like, holy shit, what, you know, check what we uploaded, da 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 da. I was like, nah.
That wasn't for me, was it?
I think so.
It's definitely from
after
me.
The fact.
Yeah.
Not the red light one.
No, there was another one.
Yeah. Really?
So I had to go back in here and double check the audio. I was like, "Nah, we're good. We missed it."
Guys.
So if you guys think that we, the guys, talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, we ain't the bad ones.
We really don't.
It's a little sweet Miss Sherry
really?
Over there.
We
it's a strawberry shortcake over there. Sweet as she is. She got a little.
But
tuck
I can't
in her.
Be an asshole.
We do cuss. It's not so much being an asshole. You're being factual.
You're being actually really factual.
Yeah. It's just, do we want that out there? Not really. Yeah. Well, for your sake.
Nobody needs to know who you scissor or whatever.
We're not dropping names.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's like, that's only going to happen on my birthday.
Oh, God.
Ooh. God dang.
Man, see, I'm not hitting you. I'm just.
Well, I don't hit you with any of that. Yeah, he's low by your toe.
You two need a ref. So you can be like, yo, bring him up. Bring him up.
I'm trying to harden her up a little bit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are you hard yet?
He's like, bitch, you know how to swim. He throws her in the ocean. Swim. She's drowning.
All bullshit aside.
Show me it.
That's how my stepdad showed me how to swim.
I know how to swim.
Yeah, your stepdad's mean.
That's how my grandfather taught me how to swim.
We went to this place called Crash Boat. Beach in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico.
Aguadilla.
And we're walking the dock, and I'm looking down, and he pushes me in. He jumps in, and I don't know how to swim.
You learned, though, didn't you?
And he's like moving back. He's like, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. And I'm like, I must have drank at least like 3 gallons of water.
Did you have the poops afterwards? There's no bacteria?
I passed out.
Word.
Wow. Like once we got in the car, yeah. I like immediately like fell asleep.
Yeah, legit, dude. That's not how you teach people how to swim.
I was so exhausted.
I learned in Lake Strickland here.
I learned in the pool. My dad taught me. He almost drowned me a couple times.
So guess how I taught Gibson how to swim?
You just threw him in.
Same way. But it was in a pool.
Okay. Yeah. So, controlled. Thank you.
So I grabbed him, took him to the middle of the pool, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to be right here so he can see me.
Can you even touch?
What?
The floor.
On the pool?
Yeah.
No.
It was a kiddie pool.
It was a kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool?
Yeah.
Bathtub?
It was one of those ones you get from Walmart that inflate up.
It was at your house. But anyway. Oh. So I got away from him like just arm length. So he could feel like, you know, he could grab me or whatever. Once he let go, I'm like, start sitting back. He's like, come to me. Come to me. Bro, within 20 minutes, he was swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids learned really fast.
That's good. I did the same thing with my dog. I threw him in. He was like, panicked. Thought he was going to drown. I had to go in there and get him. Fuck.
My kids grew up, you know, in Alaska, so we didn't have pools there.
Yeah, you do. At UNF, just go there. That's where I went. I mean, USA, or UA.
I didn't go there. It was an hour from there.
It's in Anchorage. Where were you at?
Palmer.
They didn't have any pools in Palmer?
It's
Alaska.
I could barely find a pool at a hotel there, but so we moved to Florida in March and we had a pool at the apartment, and it's March. It's cold. No, everybody's looking at us through their windows. My kids just learned how to, probably about 20 minutes. It was fast.
Yeah.
And then we're diving down to the bottom 10 feet, like had no problem.
We did the swimming life jackets with ours until the point to where they like
awesome. Tyler.
Hey, it worked because now both of them swim really good. But Tegan, well, actually, both of them have been taught by my little sister.
You have a little sister?
Yeah. What? I never heard of this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know she had a sister?
I didn't know this motherfucker at all. Yeah. I know he has computers. He likes video games.
Where is she?
And now
she's in Atlanta.
With your dad?
Yeah. Well, not with her. I mean,
she lives in the secret room?
No, she lives up in Atlanta, but not like with them.
Uh-huh. Is she like the foreign? That's why you never talk about her? How does this work?
She works for Red Cross.
Is she hot?
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually had,
let me rephrase.
In a southern Callahan kind of way.
Yeah, I've actually had buddies of mine that ask me, he's like, hey man, your sister's really cute. I was like, bro, that's because my sister's pretty rough.
What do you mean? Like rough looking?
I ain't gonna air shit out on the air, but she's just
like wipe.
But
smells bad.
No.
Well, explain what you mean by rough. Rough looking,
like cherry rough, or
doesn't brush your teeth rough.
Listen,
no, that's like rough, like a raw cut 2x4. She ain't that rough. Damn.
I'm just trying to understand.
Nah, she's very dominating.
She kind of butchy.
No.
Latex in her wardrobe.
No.
How does this work?
No, she's not butchy.
She sounds fun.
She is. Now, this was back in the day. She's not that way anymore. But yeah, like one of my buddies is like, bro, if you want to wear a dress, go ahead, date her because she'll make you wear a dress. He's like,
oh, yeah, I ain't that bad.
Yeah, no, she was pretty rough back in the day.
She made them wear dresses?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So she had a fetish.
Is that like a
fetish? She wore the pants.
No, she just would She, back then, she would really, how would be the proper term? Like, demoralize?
Like, she was pretty masculine.
Emasculated?
Yeah. She liked the little skinny jean, that kind of motif kind of guy. You remember the piercer at OP Art?
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
That was her style.
Yeah. He was gay.
So is she a lesbian?
No.
No.
No. No,
but you're saying gay.
She's got, no, he was talking about the guy was look gay.
Well, if she likes gay guys.
Don't try to do the math too hard, bro. It'll blow your mind.
Who? Me?
No, him. He's over there like freaking trying to figure it out. Anyways, yes, I do have a little sister.
Oh, all right. Maybe we should get her on the phone.
Huh? Well, Lalo's all of a sudden interested.
No, I'm not interested.
He's like, wait a minute. So she going to make me wear a dress? So that way that sounds fun.
I'm not the one sending pictures of two men, you know.
Yeah.
They're spanking it to spank her vision. By the way,
it's a copy and paste, buddy.
Whatever. Nevertheless, here. You sent it.
For someone who doesn't want to see it, talks about sister. It a lot.
I know.
She did a album
little
cover.
Bit worried, isn't he?
Is that a puppy?
Sounds scary.
No, that's my sister. She did an album cover for...
What the fuck kind of puppy do you see?
Yeah, she did an album cover for a band back in the day.
Is it Cherry Pie?
Let
me see.
It's like a
she
setup.
Has hair.
She's naked, first off. And this says club party, and it's set up like a Bukkake video. Here you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's take a look at this shit.
Yeah, that's a point of view situation right there. That's a POV. It's what we call the point of view.
Why does that say exit only?
I don't know.
Oh, that's her butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Now show Sherry. Oh, Sherry, okay. Sherry. Tell me, what do you think? That position right there, naked, looking up, eyeballs wide.
Uh-oh, she got a
ready
boner.
Ready to receive.
I'm trying to say, I don't have a lot of pictures of her when we were growing up. We were pretty mean to each other growing up.
I don't have many pictures of her naked, but.
Oh, Jesus. God.
No. I mean, this is pretty.
Just the ones on Instagram.
No, all her
ones that you swipe up on?
No, all her Instagrams, all her art. She's a photographer. So she's done art and stuff like that.
I thought she worked for the Red Cross.
Now she does. Oh. She had the job, man. She was a photographer. She traveled the country. She's done backpacking through Belize.
She looks like a backpacker.
She's done a lot of stuff, man. She's got to live the life that I didn't because, you know.
You got married young and had kids.
I didn't get married young. I just got hit, met Amanda young and got into a relationship young. Kelly just was like, no, I'm not about that life. I want to go see the world. She's been to Japan. She's been a lot of places. I think she backpacked through Europe some, stuff like that. So
Japan.
She backpacked through Europe and Belize.
Belize.
Man, I would love to go to Belize.
She said she had the most fun in Belize. She goes, believe it or not, the people there were.
Belize it or not.
She said the people there were amazingly friendly. Like, really, really friendly.
Why are you doing that?
Because the joke was lame.
She said that was actually one of the, oddly enough, that was one of the safest countries. She, mm-hmm. you know, she felt the safest.
It's like Americanized. I mean, it's.
No, she was going through the jungle and shit. Really? She was backpacking hard. But mm-hmm. she said it was, she you was know, you would backpack right. through and you would there. Come into a village and everybody was very nice in the village. They would invite you in, like the elders and shit would like invite you into their home and elders. They would do. You know, the dinners and stuff like that. And then they would backpack to the next village, you know, a couple of days later.
White devil. Come on in. Arts people be like.
But yeah, now she's working her way on up the ladder in the Red Cross.
Oh, okay.
So.
Can we find out why the people that, you know, we donate for, they only get like 20 cents on the dollar?
Probably not.
Okay. She's not.
She's not at that level yet.
Okay.
She's not making that money yet.
It's out of her pay grade?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking. That's why I don't donate to the Red Cross.
I know. I gave her shit about it when we were talking about it. I was like, oh, cool. It's an evil organization.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yep, but it pays really good and I have a really good job. So fuck you. I was like, cool.
Yep. So here's to you, Red Cross.
Yep.
I'm sure your sister's pretty nice.
She is. She's really nice.
Unlike you.
It's amazing because she does not like kids when they're like a certain age, but like both
like
kids.
Wallow.
Yes, basically. But Wallow.
I love kids.
You full of fucking
shit.
As long as they're not mine.
Hey, what's that one's name again?
Yeah.
What's its name?
What's it doing? Make it stop
like
doing
it's a boy
that.
Or a girl. I mean, I'm glad that you're adhering to not assuming their gender.
But listen, this particular.
It was warranted.
Baby.
It was warranted.
Was putting my dog's toy in her mouth. Yeah. So I had to say something.
I mean, that's just my dog could catch something.
Get it away from my dog.
My dog wasn't happy. So, I know.
Yeah, she was.
And my dog lives there. So if my dog doesn't like somebody.
Yeah, we can't be friends. You got to go.
I mean, it's not that we can't be friends. We can be friends. You know, you just can't bring your puppy to my house.
Yeah. There are a couple rules at Wallace House. Do not put your fucking feet on the couch. Don't stand on the couch. Don't assume where you're going to sit.
No, no. See, you can. You can put your feet up. You can put your feet up. You can put your feet up.
Well, now I can, but the first time I roll over there, I'm not.
If the first time like you come over my house, you're walking on my couch, guess what?
You ain't walking
motherfucker.
Again.
Motherfucker. Ain't that right, Cookie? You ain't coming back.
Cookie did walk on your couch.
Oh, you did?
Have you seen Cookie back at his house?
Nobody's seen Cookie anymore. Didn't Cookie die?
I don't know.
Who's Cookie?
Don't worry about it. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Why can't Cookie walk on your couch?
I don't even know.
Huh?
Cookie walked on your couch?
He walked on my couch, and I'm like, yeah, that's it, bro. Hey, you guys doing the fights? Nope.
Nope. They just canceled the whole card. Get the fuck out.
Yep. We're moving that bitch.
Yep.
Ooh, I think there's a...
Fights tonight, yeah.
Is it fights or is it the
fights?
Is it combat jiu-jitsu tonight?
Oh, shit.
I think there's combat jiu-jitsu tonight.
I think
tonight.
It might be tomorrow because if he's on UFC Fight Pass, they don't want to...
They don't. Okay, let me check. Because I know Gordon was posting his weigh-ins and stuff like that and was saying...
He's doing Kasai.
Is he doing Kasai?
Yeah.
Because I think it's February 22nd is the combat jiu-jitsu.
You might be right. But yeah, Gordon's going against Joao Gabriel Rocha. I think that's who it is.
Rocha.
And dude came in at 265.
What?
Rocha.
Ryan? Oh.
No, Gordon's at 223, I think.
Yeah.
That's almost
still a big boy too.
But that, 42 pounds.
Big boy.
So man, but I think he'll be able to manage.
I think Gordon's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
yoked out, son.
He's strong.
Yeah,
super strong. He's got like a 12-pack
muscle farm strong.
Yeah, he's
what are you
strong.
Saying?
Just say it. Just come out and say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what they put
in supplement company has creatine.
I think she's talking shit about Gordon.
PCAs. Hey, at least it wasn't like how our boy was talking shit.
You know, last time somebody talked shit about Gordon on my post.
He responded.
He responded.
Fuck you, too.
Like, well, fuck you too. I was like, whoa.
That was great.
Damn.
That was funny
Gordon.
As fuck.
Now, this combat jiu-jitsu, I'm really interested in.
Were you not interested in the other ones?
I am, but this one I think is going to – I'm interested to see how it plays out because have they done like a heavyweight combat jiu-jitsu? Because this
I've only seen the little guys.
This is Verdum, Barnett.
Yeah.
I mean, Barnett's a big motherfucker doing combat jiu-jitsu.
It's just open hand strikes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, look at Boss Rutten.
Fuck, yeah.
Pancrase was open hand strike.
I think Boss can still do it.
No, that's what I'm imagining.
I don't think Boss could. Yeah.
Big ass
El Guapo.
Arms and hands.
Hey, so I'm going to hit you with my open hand. Fat.
Dude.
No.
Okay.
Bang, bang, bang.
He was going through like the mentality of hitting like that and like how his hand could actually flatten up. So when he was hitting you, he was just like all bone.
Yeah. He's hitting you with this.
Yeah, he's not actually like
he's not hitting you with the fingers. Bow. He's hitting you with that.
The palm, yeah.
Dude.
That fucking hurts.
Fuck yeah.
Hit somebody like that on the nose.
Or the jaw.
I mean, come on. You know
jaw,
that shit.
Yeah.
The ear.
You know that shit hurts whenever he could get like a good liver shot on somebody with just open hand pop.
Yeah.
And you just watched the dude crumble.
Those prank craze days were pretty violent.
Yeah.
With those opens, you know.
And those fucking.
Strikes.
I don't want to say that those were pink shorts back in the day.
They were pink. It's okay to say it.
But they were pink, but they're not like, if you say pink, that's not the color you think.
It's salmon.
What color? It's
salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon.
And salmon is pink.
Yeah.
It's salmon. It's not pink.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Solomon.
God, he was a beast back in those days. Pancrase. You could actually, I think you could still watch those on
Fight Pass.
Yeah, they own the library and all that bullshit.
I just go on YouTube, watch.
I think Aldo's fighting tonight. Aldo and what's his fucking, I forgot.
Did you see the suspensions that was handed down to?
So Khabib got nine months retroactive from when it happened.
$500,000.
Which is bullshit. They're just going to pocket
that
bullshit.
Number one bullshit.
That is number one bullshit. And Conor got 6 months.
6 months.
And
50? 50,000.
Yeah, 250.
No, I think it was just 50.
I think it was just 50.
Oh, really?
Just 50.
Oh, okay.
So there's the reason why they went after him like that, typically they take 20% of what the purse is. But with it being, what, half a million, that's actually 25% of what his purse is.
Yeah.
So they did. Still, the reason why they added that extra 5% is because, he was the instigator of the whole situation.
He jumped the thing and went way out of his way to do it.
Yeah, he was the instigator of the whole situation after the fight had finished.
Still.
That's why they're doing it. I'm not taking anybody's side. I'm saying that's why they did it, though.
Oh, no. Sounds like you're taking this.
No, they're not going after a specific number. They went after a specific percentage of the purse.
Ironically, typically, it's 20%. Ironically, his biggest payday ever.
Yeah.
$2 million.
He'll get another one.
Will he?
I don't know. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Who? With who?
I don't know.
Well, he's hunting for Mayweather.
I'm not watching that.
I'm definitely not getting him. Unless he's going to wrestle fuck him,
yeah.
Then I'm not going to get him.
Yeah, Mayweather's not going
to
do that.
Nah. I mean, you saw what he did with the one that his last fight. It was supposed to, because they kind of hyped it up like it was going to be an MMA fight with a little bit of kicking. And then when the fight actually happened, it was just a fucking boxing match against the kid.
And I don't know, man. That was someone that was such a fixed looking fight, bro.
It was a little suspect, wasn't it?
Little?
Yeah. Come on, I'm not trying to call it.
Bro, no, I've seen.
I'm calling fixed. Bullshit.
Bro. I've seen better match in WWE.
When I see tension fucking like flailing about, get hit on the side of his head and shoot straight backwards into the ropes, flailing about and like making it all dramatic, grabbing onto the ropes and trying to stand up. And they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Then he come at him and then like hit him with some really good shots or whatever, but nothing with no pepper behind it and fucking gets crazy again. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Like I said, it looked a little suspect.
It was fake news. Yeah, it was complete fake news.
Legit
fake news.
So how about Jones getting a lifetime pass?
Hey, of course, man. Why not?
Whatever.
Why not?
I just make it legal.
Suck on my picos.
Let's just let everybody do it. It's actually safer that way because then nobody has an advantage.
It's gonna be funny when the somebody else gets popped if they can find out what he's using. If they just get it. Take their suspension and pop again. They could be like, "Yo, same shit." Buddy. It's got hit with that picogram.
It's a pulsing effect.
Yeah, it's a pulsing effect. Yeah, nah, it's fucking.
Look, I don't.
They're gonna make him. He's gonna fight. He's gonna be the UFC's fucking poster boy. There's nothing you can do about it. Doesn't matter.
I don't care if they do steroids. My only issue is, you know, if the other guy's not doing anything,
yeah,
then it's a little bit of an advantage. But fuck, let him all do it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that just because he's on roids, that's why he's beating everybody's ass. No, he's a great fighter, but it's just.
The roids are not going to make you a better fighter.
No.
Because he's.
They help you train longer.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Which, so I mean,
the
I
more that you can train, the better you're going
to
get.
I mean, I'm about to say, I guess you could start breaking it down that could make you into a better fighter.
It's not going to help him with, I learned how to throw a kick because of the steroids.
No.
Oh,
he can just throw more kicks.
You can throw more kicks, which in turn makes the kicks better.
Still.
It's like it's just reps. You can do more reps.
I think just let them all do it, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not arguing that. Yeah, no. I agree with you.
Yeah, but they can't because they, you know, UFC wants to become the NFL. They want shit every week.
We're on ESPN now, yeah, man.
That's what they want. So they're,
man,
they're
look at me.
Hey, just do it behind the scenes.
ESPN
Everybody
Plus.
Everybody pops negative.
Yeah, well.
That's it.
Let's just see how much longer USADA is part of the UFC. Then if USADA disappears from the UFC, then, you know. All right, we're back on track now.
Or do it like Bellator. Leave it up to the commissions. You don't hear people in Bellator popping.
No.
I don't know, they're jacked as fuck, dude. This ain't up.
Did you see Ryan Bader, now champ,
ooh,
knocked out Fedor with one, ooh, punch?
Yeah, it was two jabs, right? Ba-ba.
No, it was just one. It was the hooking one dropped him. Yeah. It was just one punch. The other punch, I mean, he was already down.
Yeah.
He was already dead.
Yeah, Emperor fell.
Yeah.
Look bad.
Well, I mean, he's had a good career.
Oh, for sure.
Great career.
For sure.
So.
He's on Mount Rushmore. I mean.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, he's did his time. He's up there.
He's 41.
Don't do it again.
It's time.
There's no reason
it's time,
to.
It's time to let that go.
Yeah. Don't be Chuck and Tito. Just let it go. Nobody wants to see
Although
that.
He did beat, you know, what's his name? He beat Chael Sonnen and beat, who the fuck else did he beat? He beat somebody else just recently. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he'll like lose one, win two, lose one.
Yeah.
I'm impressed
with Vader, though.
He's not like how Chuck Liddell is right now. He's not like how Tito. I mean, Tito has actually still been active.
So Vader right now is a light heavyweight champ and the heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
And he looks shredded at heavyweight.
And I think they were talking about it. What they should do is the champs of the two organizations, Bellator and UFC, should have a joint and see who the champ is, who the real champ is.
Like a world champion.
Never
happen. Like a real world champion. That
will never happen.
I don't know. I won't say it'll never happen.
It'll
I'm not saying it.
Never happen.
That's how it should
Bellator be. UFC did a cross promotion fight before.
No, they didn't. Pull it up.
I thought they did.
No, they didn't.
Because that didn't. Because Fedor fought in the UFC once.
Nope.
No, he never fought in the UFC.
Okay, maybe that was just the pipe dream that they were trying to go.
Nope.
Okay.
Speaking of pipes.
As long as Dana White is in charge of the pipe, that will never happen.
Okay.
You know, they wanted to form this union, you know, I think it was a couple of years ago, so they could have something like that where it would be like a separate promotion and, you know, they would be the governing body of all MMA and say, you know, whatever. So we can have fights like that, you know, kind of like a top ranked boxing champ going against a Bob Arum or a Don King, you know, fighter.
Yeah.
But that never happened.
Yeah, because who was it? I think it was somebody was talking about, you know, like, because of all the different organization in boxing, you know, you've got this, you know, WBO champ and then this champ. But, you know, everybody kind of looked at whoever the title champ was, you know, the legit champ.
Well, whoever, back in the day, the only way that you were like the undisputed champ is if you had all three belts.
Yeah.
WBO, WBC, and the IBF. So if that's the case, then you have to look at PFL, which was World Series of Fighting. Bellator and the UFC, and then have a government, you know, a governing body over the three, and then you can have champ fights, whatever.
Yeah,
and see who the you know
who the legit world
who
champion.
The real motherfucker is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. What's going on with that, bro? Are we boring you with MMA talk right now?
He wants to talk Super Bowl.
Oh,
yeah. Go Saints.
I think he wants to talk more about this.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm really down for Michigan. I think the Red Wings can take it.
Right? I believe that, too. I mean,
Sorry, Pat.
Going against the Celtics would be, you know, incredible in the Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure they can pull a hat trick on this one.
Yeah.
No Dodgers.
I think he's going to hit a home run at the end right there.
You know, Wayne Gretzky once said something, you can never score if you don't take the shot. You know what I mean? I think that's what they're doing right now.
That's right. Those
they're making the shot.
You miss all the shots that you never take.
Maybe that's how what he said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I'm paraphrasing.
I got what
they both make sense.
Yeah.
They both make sense, right?
I got what
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
I think they're taking the shot. I think they're going to go ahead and fucking do it to it this Saturday.
Yeah, it's today, right?
Oh, wait.
The Super Bowl.
Monday, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, Monday.
No, it's tomorrow.
On a Sunday? Who the fuck does God... Who plays on God's day? God damn it.
I don't know, man.
There's a... Right there, a Nazi moron. You're not supposed to use it. It said God's... And then there's a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Docking issue.
Yeah. Just for those that really want to know.
You keep bringing up the docking a little too much. Though.
Wait, who keeps bringing it up?
Wait a minute.
Hey,
just show him that IG again. Just show him his face. Just scroll like that.
I was talking about port charging. You were talking about.
You're talking about port charging yourself. Port charging yourself.
Wait, would that make you gay if you port charge yourself?
Fuck, I don't know. It's awkward as fuck, though. I'll tell you what. If you can do that, that's a talent, sir. You can put it on a video. Send that shit in. See if you can get $100 billion. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, all right. Nope, won't work. Tried.
You guys didn't see the – what was it? You probably saw it. The butt plug review on – your mom's house?
No.
Oh, that was fucking.
No, I'm behind. I'm behind.
Which one is Segura like?
Huh?
Who does mom's house?
Tom Segura and his wife,
Christina Pete.
Yeah, nice, cool.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on the your mom's house ones.
I haven't watched any of their stuff, man. I've been watching King and Sting. I've been watching Below the Belt. I've been watching.
Tio Von's shit.
He's funny. That guy's funny.
Yeah, he is.
The King of Steam, though, this last episode, man, Theo Von has been, what the fuck is that? How you say it? Theo Von?
You just call him Theo.
Theo Von,
Theo, why don't you get over here?
Those girls were all about him. They're like, yeah, we like you better than in Shab. I think Shab's feeling got hurt a little bit. He's like, wait a minute. I'm fashionable. Well, big.
Well, Theo's rocking a lesbian mullet, so of course Chubby's gonna be
here. Joe Dirt all day long.
He's like, well, I don't get why is he getting all the attention? That porn stars talking about she did anal first time, talking, hey Theo, hook it up, and this other girl's like, ah, Theo, you're so cute. I like you better a little bit than Chubb. You know, I was like, Shab was like, well, what the fuck, man? Did you pick these videos, dude? Like, you're having a really good day. This is weird.
I don't think Shab cares. Shab's got more money than Theo.
I don't know, man.
Shab just shot his special.
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah. Yeah, I heard all about it. He got a little emotional.
Yeah, I got a little teary. Yeah.
He's like,
a little bitch.
Hey, man, who knows how you would feel and go up there like, yeah, I fucking made it. I didn't make the UFC champ like I wanted to, but you know what? It provided me this opportunity.
Talk about coming out winning for sure.
Way winning. Having to go from that crazy interview. It wasn't even really an interview. It was like fucking
podcast with Joe Rogan.
You say podcast, but I say intervention. Crazy intervention of like, hey, listen, you don't have not fight anymore.
Dude.
You have the will and you have the work ethic. But your body's just not doing, your skill, it's just not there. You're not going to be able, not saying that you can't beat good people. Yeah. You're saying you're not going to be world champ.
Listen, on a good day, he'll beat 90% of the population.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And population. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of fucking people. Feel good about that.
Like, there's still that 10% within your sport that you're not going to beat.
Yeah. And that's okay though, man. And like, I was like, fuck.
Bro.
And then when Shab first started, I was not a fan of him at all. I know. I thought he tried too hard. I thought he, talk, yeah, you talk.
You've
right.
only mentioned that like 1,900 times.
Yeah, I'll probably mention a couple more,
a few.
But these other podcasts, The King and the Sting, I like the him and the.
Bro,
thing.
He's got so much shit going on. He's definitely winning at life.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, who gives a fuck if he didn't become world champion?
I don't give a fuck.
No,
I don't care.
He's doing a lot of great.
He's doing
things.
Comedy. He's doing really well on that.
Comedy. Absolutely. He's got a coffee line with Black Rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. I love Showtime. Coffee.
He's got three podcasts. You know, Fighter of the Kid, Below the Belt, and King and the Sting.
You know, I like Fighter of the Kid, but sometimes Brian Callen just gets on my fucking nerves, bro.
I love him.
He's like, oh man, I wish I got a land.
You know, he's just fucking around half.
I know,
time.
But dude, it's so. Bro. I was like, am I like that?
Yeah.
You know, he probably listens to our podcast and he goes, I don't like that art guy.
That's right? Good. Well, if he listens to our podcast, he needs to fucking throw a shout out then.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? You just talk shit about him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
All right. Well,
that gets attention.
He was like, well, art didn't like me, but Wallow does. And that guy seems pretty cool. Although Brian Callen did do this awesome video with this cheetah. He's like, this is my pet cheetah Taboo. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah, fucking hilarious. That was the best. That was the funniest thing Brian Callen has ever done.
Wow.
I feel.
No, man. Have you seen his stand-up?
I mean, it's all
no,
right.
You haven't. No,
it's all right. But that Taboo. Yeah,
bro, that was like a 30-second clip on IG.
It was a great clip. Great clips. Speaking of great clips, I need a haircut. Somebody take this fucking soundboard. Can you drop that thing down? It's too loud anyways.
No.
No, he gets mad if I drop it down.
Leave it.
Oh, sounds like a little bitch.
Hey, you're sitting next to him. You call him that.
He just
he ain't gonna do nothing.
Did. She just did.
Do me a favor. Kill her, Mike.
Okay.
I roll me.
He's like,
hey, what time was your appointment?
Six.
Okay. It's five now.
I know.
Okay. So he's making so scissor motions with his fingers.
So what you got going on at six?
Why?
Just go with
skydiving.
It's not skydiving.
Hey, what's the other song? What's the other words?
It's indoor skydiving.
She's going indoor skydiving. What's the other one? What's the other line of that? I don't know. Something about I'm dying of cancer.
What? I have no idea what you're
I'm going
about.
To live my life this way. What? No, you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a fucking, it's a country idea. Song talking about.
Okay, well,
I just
sorry.
Know Free Falling.
Hey, you listen to country?
No.
You listen to country?
Yeah.
Dude, it was a big song back in the day. It was this guy about who was like,
I'm
dying.
Not a phone a friend. Like, don't ever
you gotta
me.
Live deeper.
Well, why is George Bush making an appearance during
country.
A country
it's country,
song?
Man. Duh.
Boy. Yeah, we lost all.
Excuse me.
We lost all our viewers.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
We had 16 viewers and we're down to zero after you started.
Do you got any of them coke and hookers? I got a problem. I need an advisor. It's bright out.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
It's bright out.
Advisor, stupid. I don't need an advisor. Man, I'm a peacock. You just gotta let me
fly. We're firing on all cylinders today, aren't we?
Well, I'm working on it. I mean, that coffee's pretty good.
You're welcome.
Maybe next time we should hold off on the coffee.
Oh, no. Come on. This is nothing near like what it used to be.
Crunk juice. Yeah. Bang.
Oh, God.
That was a rough time in my life.
Man, he get all that crunk and then fucking, you know, follow it up with some bangs.
He going to be drinking some bang bang juice.
Oh. That's just wrong.
I just say no. Can I get a hallelujah? Hey, just say hell no.
What?
I don't know what he's doing.
Dock up.
He keeps bringing it up. It's actually starting to concern me.
He said bang bang juice. I had to bring him back down to size right here, man.
You know, I'm tell us exactly what you're going to do.
I'm going to smash that fucking soundboard. You're going to hear crash, crash, crash.
Bro, it's okay. I'll bill you for the what $600 happened? That I paid.
Oh, yeah, I'll be right on that.
Just remember, I got a key to the gym. I can start taking shit with me.
You imagine Wallow trying to lift all those bats.
Oh, fuck. They won't even fit in his car.
It's on top of the Velociraptor. Veloster or whatever.
He's dragging it.
I can get a U-Haul.
Yeah. I was like, you can't tow it.
What he doesn't know is I glue them bitches to the ground, too.
Guess what?
Where are you going? Nowhere.
Guess what? They could be lifted up real quick.
Get a tow strap. Just start pulling.
No shit. That's right.
They'll come through the door somehow.
Uh-huh.
Ew, can you imagine all the skin underneath those?
All the red hair.
Hey, no,
there's no skin.
And you know
the red hair? I finally got that shit out of
those bags. All you need is just start kicking him hard.
Yeah, they'll fall down.
They'll come off the wall.
Dude, fucking Ryan was beast mode that day. God damn, Ryan.
Wait, another one came off the wall? No, just that one.
Yeah. But speaking of, I'm going to order.
He was kicking the fuck out of that
I'm ordering two hanging mounts. By the way, you never sent me that link. I'm going to, we're going to get that. We'll get that shit the set white up this ones? Week. Yeah.
This Andrew, I mean, don't wait on me. Andrew's got the link too.
Andrew's got the link? Okay, yeah. I'll have
Because Andrew's the one that initially sent it to me.
Okay, well, I'm going to have them because I don't know what the fucking name of it is, but I'm going to order two of them. We're going to put two testers, and while we're waiting for the other bullshits to happen, at least we'll have all our bags up. You know what I mean?
What other bullshits happen?
My bag's always up.
Are you doing another?
Custom fab mounts for the gym.
Okay.
But if these two work really well, I might say, fuck it, man. It's like $65 a unit. That's not bad at all. $69, something like that. Comes out to less than $300. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Can you just get some different masonry screws?
What's that?
Get some different masonry screws?
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Those
was
only
it the
mount.
Way it was anchored, or was it just...
Welcome to Masonry
only,
Talk.
Only just three anchors
with
into
Sherry
a,
Arnold and
into
Chris
a bad concrete
Nugs.
And not to mention, well, the thing was the mount itself shook so much, it just wiggles it loose. Where this one's here, it's like four fucking big screws on each.
Yeah, it's like a total of eight screws.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a lot more sturdy. For sure. I mean, it's got to carry man.
And I'll probably be doing do a 2x12 backing.
Right.
And just run bolts through the back. And so that way I can washer nut, lock nut it down. And then just probably just liquid nail and then TAPCOM into the wall.
Yeah.
That'll hold.
Yeah, that should hold. If somebody kicks that off, part of the wall's coming with it.
I was going to say.
We'll have to move locations.
No, we're just expanding next to the handyman. Mm-hmm.
I want to take over that spot.
10
offices.
No, it's just fucking bullshit things.
8
What are you doing? You counting down?
7
He's getting ready to kill.
6
Say your shout outs.
5
4 3 2 1
3 2 And we lost all our viewers.
Oh. I thought they
left. Because they're like, why are you counting down?
Well,
they're
came
like,
back.
Shut it back down.
Oh, did they come back?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were already there.
We started talking masonry, and all of a sudden, they're gone.
Well, they just don't know good masonry.
They just don't know about mounts. Mounts. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. He's amusing himself right now.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, man. Well, the first thing I teach all the new people is how to escape them.
How to mount.
How to escape mount.
Oh, did you turn it down? Oh.
Just for him.
Okay.
Because he keeps talking about, you know,
maybe mounds. I had to look at the board. I was like, what the fuck?
Mounds, Bang Bang Juice. And
you brought up Bang Bang Juice. I didn't bring up that shit. Fucking weirdos.
You should always have that on the background.
Right. Just have it playing.
Like on an loop. Elevator.
Yeah.
Just like we're doing loop. A podcast on an elevator. This is terrible.
I think podcast is taking a dive at this point.
At this point? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were just pulling it out of the nosedive.
No. Once I saw masonry talk came in, it was like.
I like masonry talk.
Yeah, well, maybe you should start a different
masonry talk podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
He makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, good. That's my point. I'm trying to do that for you.
Yes, because we're trying to uplift you, Sherry.
That's right. You gotta be supportive and encouraging.
Yeah. That's right.
And he didn't finish what he was going to say.
Encouragement. What?
Earlier.
Jesus Christ.
I'm strong.
Yeah, she's strong and she's down to get the friction on.
What?
She's gone. She's gone. She's down to get the... No.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Look back and then reverse it.
It's my birthday. I got the magic.
What day is it?
I'm about to key all his car when I leave.
Bitch, go ahead. Screw you. I'll set you that shit that you call it.
I'll remind you when my birthday is.
I'm going to key it into your door. What day is it? February what?
It's March.
Oh, March. Oh, still
a little bit. We got a little bit to
February 31st?
Yeah. You'd be like, I'm still under 30.
February 31st. I got meetings that day.
That's why I'm only four.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys. You guys got anything else?
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You should go eat something for
you. You just fucking ate like 45 minutes ago.
Bro, that was maybe 400 calories. And I have like.
That was 520.
All right.
Is that what she has marked in her thing?
We out.
So 520 calories and.
Any shout outs before your birthday?
Some eggs.
Chris, shout outs.
What? Nah.
Art.
Good seeing you.
Anything else you want to add before we get the fuck out of here?
Fishy. And
bore these fucking people to death with masonry talk.
Boring them to dead?
Death.
You said dead.
Death.
Boring them to dead.
He's death. Death. Kick or death.
Boring them to dead, man.
Anyway, you want to say anything else?
Yeah, well, I have something to say.
All right. Here comes some gay shit for sure. Go ahead.
My name is Art of Bore. Wait a minute. I can't say it to this shit.
Why not?
Why not?
You were doing pretty good.
Can you put on some Wu-Tang?
All right,
hold on. What are you doing up here, Bowling
Ball? Hold on.
He's trying to put some Wu-Tang on.
Wait, let me find it for you.
Wu-Tang, killer beast, forming to attack.
Hold on. Let me get you set up. All right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Hold on. Yo. Hold on.
Just get him some Method Man.
Hold on.
Wow. Taking a little longer than expected.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I don't have it on the soundboard.
Technical
difficulties. I got to look it up.
Jeez.
He has to get it warmed up, man. Yeah. It takes a little while sometimes.
Your Wi-Fi shit.
Oh, it is. If you're trying to do anything with it up here, it's crap right now.
Yeah, so.
Do you have your computer straight plugged in the wall?
Yeah.
You Rick rolling me? What's going on here?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'd like to give a big shout out right here to my man, Wild OJ. He's teaching me how to shit talk. Now, I'm still not good at
it. Yeah, motherfucker. Coming straight out of Puerto Rico.
Coming down from the AK to the lower 48. We're going to talk lots and lots of shit today. Fuck you, redhead. Fuck you, bald man. Fuck you, Puerto Rico.
All right, guys. I guess that's it. We out.
Love y'all.
We out.
Catch you next week.
I was just kidding, by the way.